Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. I'm so excited to be with you all today. If you are new here, ko te kahukura points and tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, Ngāi Tūhoe, te whakatohia hoki. And this is the Māori Millionaire podcast where we talk all things money, mindset, energetics, entrepreneurship, and personal finances. I am literally so excited to have you all here today because today we're going to be talking about if you have just started your very own business and you're not sure what to do. I have literally been in your own footsteps, and so I know what it feels like. I know how challenging it is, and I just want to like really hold you in the space and let you know that it's all going to be okay one day. Like, literally, it is all going to be okay. I'm going to walk you through exactly what I did to help scale my business, to take it from literally, I started off with no money, like literally no money in my business, to hitting $20,000 months in my business. And I'm going to walk you through how I was able to do that. So when I first started out in business, I had no whānau in business. I knew one person who had a business. I didn't even know him that well, but I knew him. And I felt like I had literally just jumped into an ice bath and I was completely stuck in there. I felt like, I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how do I do anything? And I was just in there frozen. I was confused about how taxes worked. I didn't know how to make money. I didn't know how to market myself. I didn't know, you know, what creating a product looked like. I didn't know how to sell that. I just literally had no clue what I was doing. And at the same time, I also felt like I was doing all of this work, which I'm not even really sure, to be honest, what I was doing, but I was doing so many different things within my business, and it just wasn't amounting to the results that I wanted in my business, in my life. And at many times, I felt like it was easier just to just give up. Like, making money felt so difficult. I was always chasing different opportunities because I really didn't know what I was doing, but I felt like chasing was the best thing I could do. Like, that's what I had learned. Like, you know, if you want to do something, just find a way. And I'm also not judging myself for all of this. Like, this is what I was doing with the limited amount of knowledge, experience that I had at that point. But now that I've learned a better way to doing things, I just want to share this all with you because all of that is really just like exactly what you would expect. Someone living in the money matrix, someone who doesn't understand the mindset of building a successful company, of scaling your business, that is everything you would do. And that's exactly what I was doing because I didn't know. I felt stuck. And so this episode is about the I've got listed here, yeah, three things that I did that actually helped me to transform the way that I do business, that allowed me to go from literally making no money every month to making $20,000 in a month. And I just want to really so talk with you and support you because this is possible for literally everyone. This is possible, and more than this is possible. I know people who have their personal branding on their company who are making this. I know people who don't. Like, it literally doesn't matter what you do. Scaling your company to make six figures in a month, to make five figures in a month is possible for you if you're willing to do what it takes. And by what it takes, I actually mean step number one is actually acknowledging that you actually need help. Like, I did not know what I was doing when I first started out, and I needed support. But for a long time, I actually avoided actually acknowledging that. For a long time, I was like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm going to figure it out eventually. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not going to pay for anyone because I just don't know. Like, I'm just actually stuck. I don't know what to do. And so what I would really recommend you do is actually create a list of all the areas that you need support in. Like, what things do you not understand? So when I first started, I didn't know how to sell. I didn't know how to market things. I didn't know how to do taxes. I didn't know what to post on social media. I didn't know, oh my gosh, so many things. There was a long, 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 long list of things I did not know how to do that would actually help me to grow my business. Now, when you don't know how to succeed in business, you probably don't know what you don't know either. So I want you to just give this a good crack and actually identify some of the things you actually don't know. And from here, we can actually start to create a game plan of how you're going to learn these things. So another big thing I didn't know was the mindset of success. I thought that I was doing it, but honestly, I was freaking out at the idea that, you know, like, I wanted to build this company, but I had no idea how to. And I thought, Maybe I was being too ambitious. Lots of people had told me in my life that I've been way too ambitious. And I've always thought that's just silly. Like, I'm gonna make it one day. But there were many times where I doubted myself and I was like, maybe I can't do this. And honestly, that is not a success mindset. A success mindset is like, I don't give a crap what anyone says. I'm gonna reach my goals no matter what. And so that was something that needed to be worked on. And also just wanted to like let you know that acknowledging where you need help is not a state of like you suck, you need help. It's actually a state of receivership, a state of going, actually, I need help and I'm putting my hand up and I'm actually asking for it. Because the amount of times that I've actually asked for help and then my life has improved is crazy. Like that's just how the world works. If you actually ask for help, you will, if it's not from the first place that you ask, and if you stay consistent and you consistently ask for help until you get it, you're going to eventually get the help you need, and then you're eventually going to improve your life, right? So write a list of everything that you need help with. And then number two is actually realize that your money is powerful. So if you're spending money on anything that is not related to reaching your goals, like, and I'm not saying don't have fun, like, quit going to the movies, quit doing X, Y, and Z, but I want you to become very clear of like where you're headed and what you're willing to sacrifice in order to get there. So I realized I was spending so much money on vaping, on takeaways, like on all of this dumb stuff, like going on all of these like holidays and like just doing stuff that wasn't like in alignment with my goals. Like, yes, when I reach a certain point, I will be living on a beach. But the thing is like it, before I get there, I will be investing my money consistently to being able to get there. And that's not in a way of like you can't have fun along the way. You definitely can. But for me, I'm so invested in becoming my highest version of myself as young as possible so that for the rest of my life, I can just literally enjoy it. And that's not to say that I don't enjoy the journey now. Like, it is still so fun working on these goals, reaching these goals. I love it so much. But what I want you to think about is like, where are you spending your money that is not in alignment with the life that you want to live? Because this is information to give you guidance on like, where can you cut costs? Like, where can you actually stop spending money on stuff that isn't actually changing your life? And then actually just do that. Like, the more money you have, the more money you can actually invest into your business, into yourself, into self-development, into a coach, into all of those things. And that money will literally help you transform your life. So the faster you can actually invest this money into yourself, into becoming a better version of yourself, the faster you're going to see results. Now, obviously, all investments have a risk, and this is not financial advice, but it's like, where are you currently spending your money that is not contributing to the results that you want in your life? And I want you to just actually do a little reflection session on this, do a journaling session. Where are you investing your money that is not contributing to the outcomes you want in your life? So I went through and I evaluated all of my spending, and I realized I was wasting thousands of dollars on just dumb stuff. Like, over time, it adds up, and it was thousands over, I can't remember how long, but I remember looking at a figure and I was like, that is crazy. That is ridiculous. And so I actually just cut it out. I stopped it. I was like, this is not helping. So let's stop it. Sometimes you might need to wean yourself off because if you've been living like this for a long time, it's going to be really difficult. Otherwise, you can just actually just go like, cold turkey, I'm not spending my money on this anymore. I'm not going to waste another cent and I'm going to change my life. So you get to decide what you do. So with the money that I saved from spending money on just, I'm just gonna, it was shit. It was absolute shit. I invested in a coach and a mentor. So she actually taught me everything I identified in that first question, which was I needed to heal my mindset. I needed to learn a strategy. I needed to learn how to, run social media. I needed to learn how to market, how to sell. Like instantly, I was no longer alone. I had someone to help me. I had someone who was there for me in business. She changed my life. Like everything from that point on just got better. She was my stepping stone to getting even more guidance, to actually learning the strategy that I needed into becoming my best self. Once I had her, I had invested. So this made me not only take mentorship seriously, but I was also my own actions and my behaviors. I was forced to quit spending money on other things because I had committed to this investment. I was also being held accountable, so I actually stuck to it. So mentorship literally changed the game. It absolutely changed the game. And this is why I started Brown Business Besties because I know how lonely, how frustrating it can be to have big business goals and to not have anyone to talk to about it. I remember talking to my friends about business and none of them understood what I was doing. I am experienced in coaching people to heal their money mindsets. That's what I've been doing for a while now. But I also know the business strategy and learning how to market and sell your products and services using social media. This is something that is so useful in business because social media is free marketing for your business. And so Brown Business Besties is my closest proximity way to actually getting to work with me. This is the only way to get direct access to me. And through this, you also get access to our community, so the other people in Brown Business Besties, but also to my online program, Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week money mindset, money management, and business course. So you get to binge watch the episodes of that and then also come to our live group coaching calls. These two every month, we get to bring forward any questions that you're navigating within business, within mindset, within your life. And I get to help you, coach you, support you through it because you don't have to struggle alone. Like, this is not something you have to do all by yourself. I'm here supporting you, coaching you through it. But I'm actually only onboarding people who are very serious about leveling up their mindset, their business, and their life. I don't want anyone in this space who is not ready to actually invest in themselves and actually do the work that is required. Because self-development business requires a mindset of success, a mindset of I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. Now, if you're scared of joining a community and like talking to other people and being around people who you've never met, please do not be scared because this is the coolest group of wahine. This is open to Tani as well, but we have wahine in there at the moment. And I am just literally so amazed by these awesome wahine. And I just want to help you, like bring you into this community and support you to being able to reach your business goals. So if you want more information about Brown Business Besties, send me a DM on Instagram. If you just message me community, I will send you the link for Brown Business Besties and some information about it. My Instagram handle is at Māori Millionaire with one underscore. But if you're not on Instagram, you could message me that on Facebook also on Māori Millionaire. Otherwise, I will have the link for Brown Business Besties in the description below. But that is our episode for today. This is all about actually getting started in business and learning the things that you need to in order to succeed. I really just want to reinforce to you that like success is on the other side of discomfort and actually investing in yourself. As I've gone through my own experiences, I had no clue what I was doing, and it wasn't until I actually got a coach that I actually hit the income months that I was desiring. It wasn't until I actually invested in myself that I started seeing results. I want you to know that it's possible and it's literally you're like, you can do this 100 million, like bazillion percent. You can do this 100%. And I have faith in you. And I would love to coach you and support you in order to actually make this a reality. But yeah, if you have any questions whatsoever about Brown Business BC, send me a message on Instagram. I would love to help you. I'd love to support you. Otherwise, that is us for today. And I will talk to you all again this time next week. Ka kite.